grocery store, she looked kinda like Kevin Bacon. If he had long hair and a nice derriere, there'd be absolutely no mistaking. She was buying Fruity Pebbles and some maxi pads and a bottle of Chardonnay. And as she walked down the aisle, she shot me a smile, and that was all that she had to say. Well, a few nights later, we went out to the theater, saw a movie about a 30-foot alligator, had a few drinks at the local bar. Things were going pretty good so far, and that's when she told me that she had a pet iguana. I could go back to a place and maybe pet it if I wanna. Can't stay long, cause it's getting late, and it's a perfect end to a perfect date. Well, we were sitting on the couch making small talk, talking about the weather and dissing on the president. I asked if I could go and make her something to eat. Well, she was just a little bit hesitant, but I said, don't worry, sit back and relax, you know I wouldn't have it any other way. I closed the door and I opened the drawer. I could barely find the words to say. There's a fetus in your kitchen, in the silverware drawer. There's a fetus in your kitchen. I'm not hungry anymore. I'd like to be believing that it's just a mistake, but I've been in too many relationships that all started going wrong this way. So I said, listen honey, this show ain't funny, and I think I'm gonna be on my way. But she got on her knees and started begging me please, and promising that she could explain.
This is how it starts, she locks her keys in her car, so she called AAA and she waited for an hour. When she finally got inside, she found her battery died, cause she left on a light on the passenger side. So by the time she got to work, she was really, really late. She was swamped with things to do and forgot about a date. 7:30 rolled around, she was just leaving town, when she got a speeding ticket on the interstate.
So she met me at the movies in a grumpy mood. She hadn't even had a chance to stop and eat a few, so she had to pee. She didn't mean to make me wait, apologize for being late, missed the previous. That's okay, and now it's time to start the date. She had a feeling that she knew something she forgot to do. Can't unwind the whole time, can't find a peace of mind. Finally remember that she didn't lock her door, and she had a weird neighbor who put feet tie in her drawers. There's a fetus in your kitchen, in the silverware drawer. There's a fetus in your kitchen. I'm not hungry anymore. I'd like to be believing that it magically appeared, but I've been too many relationships that all went downhill from here. You seem really nice, but I've dated girls like you and I've been burned by your type. I'll bid you adieu, let me call you, maybe we can do this some other time. And with tears in her eyes, she let me pass by. She thanked me for the drink and she told me goodbye. And to my surprise, as I walked outside, there was a man in my car on the passenger side. I shouted, hey you, what you doing in there? And he bolted like a fox chasing after a hare. I opened my car and I started to explore. There was a dad-blame fetus in my glove compartment drawer. There's a fetus in my Honda, in the glove compartment drawer. There's a fetus in my Honda, and it wasn't there before. Let's blame it on your neighbor, won't blame anybody else. Let's make a sign and let's hang it high. Keep your feet high to your